What's up, guys? Walla J here, and I'm here with my co-host, Art of War.
Hi.
Yeah, negative.
yeah, he's running a, como se dice, latte, but I have here with me, producer Chris.
Hola. And now we're starting the stream now, so we were late on the start.
No, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Really? We're just doing the intros.
Yeah.
And also joining us is Red Sonja, Sherry.
I'm a Red Sonja today?
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I called you because it's like my favorite nickname that you were given by a polar bear. I just didn't think that Matadora Roja kind of suited you. I don't know. I just didn't see you like a bullfighter.
Not anymore.
Why?
Because I don't even train that much anymore, I feel like. Well, you never, and when I do, I'm like, well,
you
scared.
You never killed any bulls, so, no. Como se dice... Yeah, no. I just didn't see it. You know what I mean? Playa?
Yeah, I guess so.
Jelly bean? Chris, we've been gone for 2 weeks.
I know.
What the fuck have you been up to?
Nada. Chilling. Living the dream. Work.
Were you in, on vacation again in Mexico?
No.
Drucker telling it?
Last weekend, we were in Atlanta. Went and checked out the new place up there.
You mean your daddy's new mansion?
Yeah, the new mansion.
Seriously, I want to hide in that room.
Did you see it?
You showed when they were looking at it, and before they put the offer on, you showed us, and
yeah,
perfect.
Do you follow him on Facebook?
I don't know. I should.
You should, because he posted a picture of his truck, his baby truck.
What do you mean baby truck? He got like a little truck?
No, it's his baby. He's got a 1960 Chevy stepside. Hot rod truck.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Does he take it to like car shows and shit?
Sometimes he does. I think he took it to Cafe and Octane this morning, which is a big car show they have in Atlanta. The first Sunday of the month. It's a really cool show. It's they have it in the parking lot of the Atlanta Mall, and there are everything from Lamborghinis, Bugattis, to people with their, you know, revved up little RAV4s, military trucks. It's a really awesome little show that they literally just put together in a parking lot, like starting 3 years ago.
Man, I used to love Lamborghinis and Ferraris.
I still love Lamborghinis.
I mean, I do, but like if I had an option to own one, I don't think I would.
The problem is like I have one vehicle that's always been my absolute favorite vehicle of all time.
Which is?
It's a NSX. I love it.
Do you like the new one? Half electric.
I do like the new one.
It looks pretty pimp.
They are amazing. The problem is,
yeah,
I can never own one.
It's too expensive.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
What do you mean?
I can't fit in one. Because a friend of mine had one. He actually owned one. And, I can't sit in the seat. My shoulders are too wide.
Well, why don't you slim down, bro? Your feet are out the window?
There's nothing slimming down. I'm too big. You literally have to be like 5'6", 130 to be able to fit in that car.
5'6", 130? Then I'm screwed.
You have to be small to fit in that damn
car. That car's also like $100,000.
Mm-hmm. You can find some for around 80, 75.
I've seen some before. Oh, yeah.
Hey, look. If it's real cheap. If it's your dream vehicle.
That's a fucking condo.
If it's your dream car.
It's just. Like his parents' house, where he's like, it's only.
Well, it's all about how you budget your life. Shit like that. What's important?
Yeah, let me.
I can budget every single dime I earn and never get there.
Yeah, let me budget.
You'd be surprised.
Let me budget that NSX.
Maybe by like 90 years old, if I maintain the same or grew.
Listen, that NSX better come with a shower, a closet, a living room.
There ain't no room to fit out of that.
Because... Bro, I can't afford that. I mean, I would have to like hit the lottery or some shit like that. And even then, those cars are like considered supercars. Where mm-hmm. are you going to drive those cars around here so fast?
Oh, I wouldn't drive it in Jacksonville at all.
You would have to like take it to a track,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Or I just jump on the highways. I wouldn't drive it like I wouldn't take it to the gym. I wouldn't take it through Five Points. I wouldn't take fuck no. The roads are too bad. I'm not chancing.
Well, even the highways are not all that fucking great.
10 is good. 10, that's good. That's actually...
10 to Tallahassee?
Uh-huh.
That's actually a good...
95 to Miami.
Be there in 15 minutes?
No, there's too much construction once you get down past 4.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit there.
Yeah, and 95, but 95 to Savannah is pretty smooth.
Yeah, but you also have to deal with the cops in Cobb County. They don't fucking play around.
Yeah, they don't.
you be doing 75, they're pulling you over.
Well, that's what's funny, because I was actually talking to Nick, what was it, I think Tuesday?
Yeah.
Because he was driving up to Atlanta. He's doing a week in Atlanta and then I think a week in Raleigh.
Is there a convention up there or something?
No, he's going up there to, I think it's Ink and Dagger. It's a friend of his shop. They just remodeled their shop. So he's going up there for a week to see his new shop, hang out with his buddy, do some. I think he's filled up for the week, or he was filled up for the week except for like a Friday. So I think he's already headed towards Raleigh now. And I think in Raleigh, he's pretty well booked up at another friend's shop. And then it'll be coming back down. But he was heading up 95, or yeah, he was heading up 95 to 16 to go to Atlanta. And he was asking me, which way do you go? I was like, nah, I go the other way, bro. Because believe the cops on 75 aren't as bad as they are on 95.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, man, the cops are really bad out here today. I was like, yeah.
South Carolina, too.
Oh, I've never. Well, yeah, I've driven through South Carolina.
North Carolina's even. The thing I hate, because I've actually got to go back up to Cary again in 2 months. But, Georgia, I don't mind. Florida, they keep the woods away from the road.
Right.
I mean, you've got like 50 feet, you know, there's space. Georgia, about the same thing. South Carolina, they don't give a fuck. They let the woods come right up to the highway. So you've got no vision if there's deers or anything.
So Art said, get Waze. You know, it tells you where the cops are. Here's what you need to
whatever.
Do. Get your ass over here is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Waze is actually saving
Don't worry about the podcast until you get here. Keep your eyes on the road, mister. Keep your eyes on the road.
There's been some neighborhoods that are actually, they've tried to sign some petitions to get Waze to eliminate their roads from their navigation.
Why?
Because if there's a wreck on a highway or, you know, because Waze will tell you, hey, there's a wreck here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go
redirect
around
you. This way.
Right.
Well, it redirects you back roads through neighborhoods and stuff like that to miss it. And these people are complaining because now their neighborhoods are getting a lot more traffic of people dodging stuff on highways. This was happening over in California. People were complaining because, you know, the highways over there are always fuckered up.
What are they going to do? Sitting there
traffic? They don't care. They don't come through our neighborhood.
Oh.
Yeah, that's their kind of stance. And it's like, it's a public highway. It's a public road. So,
I don't need a GPS to find the road either.
This is my road. This is my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Don't come through here.
Don't come through here.
You guys are black anyway.
Yeah. So.
Or Hispanic. None of that through our neighborhood.
Nope.
Don't you know this is Brentwood?
Yeah. We're talking about taking. I want to take a trip out to California, but I don't want to go into Southern California. I want to go up north, Northern California.
It's pretty.
Yeah. I want to go up, you know, Humboldt County, stuff like that.
Sacktown.
Is it Sacramento North?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah. Places like
that. It's mid-north.
Is it?
San Francisco? Go see your peoples?
No, I've never been to...
The Chinese people?
Dad likes San Francisco. No, is it? There's one of the cities. There's one of the cities
he... And the gays.
He loves. Yeah, the gays. No, I want to go to the one where you have to use that new app on your phone to show you where the homeless have shit on the sidewalk. Oh,
no, you can just go down to Phillips and Sunbeam and they do it right there.
Yeah. That's what that was funny. The Puerto Rican restaurant that I went to in Orlando.
Yeah.
Leaving there and trying to get back to four to come home. We're going through, and where you're going through, it's like liquor store, gun pawn shop, liquor store, strip club, pawn shop, liquor store.
Oh my God, I'm in the hood. Oh,
that sounds like Alaska.
Well, it's funny because Amanda was like, "This is just like a really long Phillips Highway," because I mean it's just really long to get all the way to four from there.
Well, Phillips runs from fucking downtown all the way to St. Augustine.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's only shady in that spot, like from downtown to I'd say
Emerson-ish, and
yeah.
Listen, I used to hang out at Emerson
Gator Lodge.
Did you
back in the day? Yeah, bro. It's JR's. Then there's Wackos.
Oh yeah.
That's usually where we go count the hookers.
This is like, what, fucking 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when we were out partying almost every night? Wait, hold on. I'm 40.
Still now.
I'm 42, so I was 26. So, yeah, about 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like we would go to a club or whatever, and my buddy would be like, man, this shit is dead. Let's go to the strip club.
We used to go to
Michael
Wackos.
Salinas, my boy.
We used to go to Wackos for lunch sometimes.
For what?
Because they had lunch. Because the journeyman that I was with, I was an electrician and I was just a helper. And that was his thing. He always wanted to go to Wackos for lunch. So he could, you know, see the girls and stuff like that. So I was,
Bull.
I'm in the van. I got no choice. That's where I'm going.
day strippers, come on.
Yeah.
That's the bottom of the barrel.
When
When you're working the day shift at a strip club, yeah, you're not that good looking. Mm-mm. You ain't making that much money.
No.
You better go to like Chili's or something and start waitressing because you're going to make more money there.
You probably will. But yeah, he loved that shit.
All you have to do is just be nice to people and they'll keep you nice. Mm-hmm. You don't have the body for it. You're working that day shift. You ain't making shit.
No.
It's like, give me the hamburger or that meatloaf with the hair. And.
But what's bad is I've been to some strip clubs where like the night shift, the night shift girls were just as bad as the day shift girls.
Oh, well, that's not a good strip club.
Well, it's the one up here by on the north side by Anheuser-Busch.
The Callahan girls?
No. They may come that way.
It's because they were all related.
Probably. I did get to watch a girl.
They were all missing a chromosome.
She tried to do a little trick on the pole and do a little flip and all like that.
She smashed her face.
She smashed her face in the light bar above and then fell off the pole and smashed her face again. That was rough. Because our friend was the DJ. So we would go up there and just kind of hang out with him. And we're sitting in the booth and, dude, she like spun and you heard the crash. We're like,
is that where Ric Flair got his ass beat?
No, that's a 747. That's
okay, never mind. They were showing that 30 for 30 Ric Flair again.
Were they?
Yeah.
I still have not watched that
one. Bro, like, it's like you cannot stop watching it. Seriously.
I'll grab it on Netflix.
Like, it's not on Netflix.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Most of the 30 for 30s are.
Nope. Really? I think it's going to be on the new ESPN app.
The one that the UFC is going to?
Yeah. I think it's like $4.99 a month.
Not happening. I'll keep my Fight Pass. And now, supposedly, from what Eddie on the Fight Companion, they were talking about, he was told that, you know, nothing's changing for Fight Pass.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So you still have your EBIs and shit like that?
Yeah. So nothing's changing for that. But I think they're going to be, ESPN will be getting some of like the...
The fight nights.
Yeah, Friday night fight nights.
You're going to have to pay for them.
And I think you're going to get, I think they said that ESPN was getting like 6 pay-per-views?
No.
I don't know. No, he said something.
The pay-per-views are still going to be pay-per-views. So, no.
Unless they do just like instead of a Friday night fight, now it's like ESPN's got its own.
I don't understand why they did the fights on Friday this past weekend.
I don't either because I totally missed them. I thought they were Saturday night.
Bro, I was tired. I went to bed like around 10.
I was looking for
it. Yeah, you just had to watch Lauren lose and then you're good.
Oh, I was like, I texted Sherry. I'm like, Sherry, your girl's fighting. I hope she doesn't win. See, I said doesn't win. I didn't say I hope she loses or I hope she gets knocked out. I just said I hope she doesn't win. That's all.
Yeah.
What was the fight like? Like, I don't even know how she lost. Decision?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't watching.
Why weren't you keeping up with your girl?
I only met her once. She's best friends with a girl I worked with in Alaska.
So y'all are homies.
Yeah.
Super tight.
Like super this. Tight. Like this. So anyway, yeah, I saw the fight and I was, we'll knock on the door, bro. We're doing a podcast. You know, what's Amanda's downstairs. She'll open the door for you.
Maybe.
I watched the fight and it just took me back to the show. Like how she came across.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, maybe she's a super nice lady. You know, maybe she's really cool. But after watching the show, it's just like...
Don't care.
No, I don't care. Like, her attitude was just, you know, shitty, you know?
But the funny thing is, okay, so her attitude's shitty, but she doesn't get memed like Mackenzie does. Because, like, after Mackenzie's fight, the memes were...
That was funny.
Fucking hilarious. Well,
how do you come 7 pounds overweight?
Well, not only that,
and then you're almost another weight class.
And then have to have shit translated in English and Portuguese when you're fucking American.
I hear him.
Well, the best part was I love the...
Start adjusting his levels.
The edit with Colin McGregor. Kind of thing. So go sit your ass right over there.
Yeah,
just sit. Well, you got literally.
I had to go fucking defend some fucking freedom all day.
Don't give a shit. You got 1 hour to do this.
Hey man, it's not my fault. I had to work, bro.
Hey,
you got to work. Got to work.
Hey,
you guys give me an hour.
I hear.
No. See,
I hear excuses.
Y'all
no.
1:30. I was like,
no. See, I said, does that work? And all you had to say was,
no.
No, that doesn't work.
It did work. Look, you guys are starting out here now.
Negative, and then you forgot my voicemails.
Yep.
No, they told me that you were coming to get them because I asked them specifically.
Negative, sir.
Negative. And Andrew came in. He's like, no, negative, sir.
Go ahead. Your mic's up, Bert.
But so, no, I didn't forget shit. I asked them specifically. So you got Chris's meals? They're like, oh, he's coming.
Were you on the chat?
And then Andrew came in and said,
were you on the chat?
I'm just telling you what they told me when I got there, which was after that fucking chat. Okay.
All right. Come on.
Uh-huh. Not to mention, I'm already fucking working all day. God damn it.
Get his levels.
Yeah.
So people can hear him, defend himself.
Right.
Well, fuck it, I'm not defending myself. Fuck you guys. I'm telling you, man. I had to do fucking work. And after this, I'm going to go see my mom. So I don't want to hear any shit about this.
Okay. Boo.
Hi, Art. How are you?
I'm fucking worked up now, God damn it.
Hey, welcome to our world.
Yeah.
It's not my fault you have some shit to do at 3 o'clock, 3:30. That's fine. We'll leave at 3 o'clock, 3:30, whatever.
No, he doesn't get it.
No. It's fine. So anyways.
I don't get it. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. I'm walking in just getting attacked like, yo, fuck you. I'm like, what? Fuck me? Fuck you.
Nobody said fuck you. Oh,
well, that's how I take it when I haven't ate in fucking 12 hours.
Oh, well, that's not our fault.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, it's not my fault. I'm just saying. That's how I am. You guys know this.
And he's going to have some mics on an empty stomach.
No, first off, it's not mics. It's crunk juice.
Whatever.
Okay. Right. Deadpool blood. It's mango.
Hey, Bert.
What's up, bud?
How are you?
And I went and got Bert. What the fuck? You guys should see. Hey.
I offered, just so that it's clear, I offered. Did you have enough time to do both?
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
It's on the way. I had to go to San Jose, pick up the food, grab Bert, drop my house off, change all this fucking uniform, potty my dogs, take care of my mom's like phone call thing. Cam's right on over here. It's not like you live fucking far, brother. You live far.
Okay.
It is what it is, so it takes me a little time. It's like 45 minutes. I got off. I was supposed to get off at 12:30, but the military doesn't really work like that. So they say, you're going to get off at 12:30, and then it's really like 12:45.
Hey, next time.
And to be honest, I got out way early, so I'm not even complaining.
Well, I think the best thing for next time is once we've already discussed the time,
we don't change it. That's my fault. I'll take responsibility for that one.
It's not anybody's fault, man. We're just
No.
We're just trying to get some shit done. We got a bunch of stuff to do. I got stuff to do after this anyway. So this worked out for me, even though I'm late. But we can still podcast. Hey, guys, we're still podcasting for an hour and a half, man. You can listen to us bullshit, dick jokes, all that. Wackos. The fuck? The Wacko's food sucks, by the way. My brother took me there because he had some friends who might have worked there or whatever that he might have been dating. But I'm just saying,
Chris,
the food wasn't that great. Did you like the food there?
No.
I'll tell you where the food is good in the strip club, right? Sugar's over in Texas. But all the Texas strip clubs are way better anyways. Like, these are multi-million dollar clubs.
Is it because they don't have hair on their brisket?
Oh.
Did you have hair on your brisket?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, ate it too fast.
No, it's way better. I think it was Sugar Tuesdays. It was $5 military appreciation, and that would buy you a steak dinner with like a roll, a salad, and a beer. So my one buddy, did I ever tell you guys about this before?
No.
So I was over doing my C school over there.
What is a C school?
C school is like it's like a specialty school. So I'm an orthopedic technologist. So I went there to the Army Academy to do this.
In Texas?
In Texas.
San Antonio?
San Antonio, yeah.
Okay.
And so like this one guy always broke, man. Always broke. But I had a vehicle and I was a fleet returnee. So I mean like I, you know what I mean? I was able to get off base and all that stuff. And he's like, hey man, you going to go to Shug's? Or I would ask him like if you want to come train or hang out or do whatever. And he's like, nah, man. He's like, I'm broke. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, but I got $5 for Shug's on Tuesday. So every Tuesday we're going out getting a steak and a beer and, you know, a nice big fat dinner roll, some salad.
I don't know. A $5 steak just doesn't sound.
No, listen. It was amazing. This food was so good. And like Sugar's was like a strip club, but it was also like a sports bar at the same time. So there's like TVs everywhere. Not that I watch sports, but these guys really dug it. I was like looking at booties and boobies and eating my steak.
Hello. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, I want to talk to you. Okay. I'm Joe Pac Karate, formerly number one manliest fucking podcast. And you think you are the fucking nut?
Is this the Iron Sheik?
That you are not. Fuck you. Fuck you.
It's the Iron Sheik.
Wait, no. He's Joe Pac Karate.
You don't even know. You have nothing. You guys have no dick.
Are you having a fight with yourself, good friend?
You are fucking Ken dolls. You are flat in the middle, you fucking pussy.
You're flat in the middle.
Oh, this is the guy that had the podcast.
Fucking neighborhood.
He had a podcast, okay, and we dethroned him.
I have blocks.
He had the
number. The most manliest podcast.
Right.
People from Laos. I don't even know how to fucking spell it.
Hey, how many downloads are you getting now, buddy?
What? Yeah,
like 10?
You're probably getting like what?
You know I'm fucking deaf, too. I'm handicapped.
He's handicapped?
What? I'm sorry that you're...
I'm fucking handicapped, deaf.
Oh, shit, man.
Listen.
I'm so sorry. Do you know what we should do? We should have you on our podcast.
Yeah, we should have you on a good podcast.
Yeah, on our podcast.
Not that shitty shit you do.
And we can make a... Chris.
I'm talking to you because I want to... fucking kill your podcast because it's not as good as my podcast. My podcast, we talk about life, liberty, how to make pottery, all types of good shit. You're fucking useless.
I don't know.
He makes the pottery so he can kick it in his PAX Karate.
Yeah,
you say you're PAX Karate? Because I think I know who PAX Karate is. I don't think you're it.
He's Joe Pock.
Oh, Joe Pock. Oh, I was gonna say I don't think you're a representative of PAX Karate. I'm pretty sure they might be like, you know.
Listen.
I think he's crying. He's crying.
Listen, we're sorry that we dethroned you and that your podcast really sucked. But we'll have you on our podcast so you can, you know.
No, we can't have him on our podcast.
No,
I think about it.
We don't want
our podcast to suck. This guy has a virus. We can't have him here.
Your podcast is something it's like a Kotex commercial. Fuck your fucking podcast.
What's a Kotex? Oh, is that like a I'll just pull the string, sir. It'll come right out.
A bunch of fucking faggots. They all want to touch each other's ass and dicks. Last time you were repressed, fucking faggot.
Hey, he's repressed?
Let me ask How much drinking have you done today,
whenever he
sir?
Does the yeah, yeah, it makes me think of that ninja fruit game that's on the on the thing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
How much drinking have you done today, sir?
I don't think it's drinking. That's called coke.
Oh, are you on cocaine?
You on the yayo?
Fucking cocaine. You wish you got a Brazilian jiu-jitsu cocaine. The fucking Mexican karate man. Number one, fucking you. The fucking Brazilian fucking man-hugging sport.
Well, why don't you come over here so we can give you a hug?
Yeah. Oh, you got to. I come down, you come here.
Well, all right, Mr. Iron Sheik. We'll let you go. And next time we see you, just come over and say hi, you know? We'll kick your ass.
I piss blood every day. That's how much I fucking love karate.
Hey, not only do you... You suck at karate, and your podcast sucks.
Hey, what's that red button?
Goodbye, sir.
You hit that. I'm sorry, guys. That guy was a little... I mean, I came in pretty hot, but that guy was really hot. Like, he must have been, like, not eating for, like, 2 days.
He was a little wired
some
up.
Some sort of venereal disease, I think, probably got him crazy.
That's the
fact that he knows Kotex kind of bothers me, but
yeah, why? That's kind of weird. Hey, so check this out.
He's probably got a heavy flow.
I was in such a rush. I didn't even get my flip flops. I don't even know where these came from. I think I use these in the yards in case dog poop.
Well, they're yours.
Put them on the table.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, these are like little. You know what? I remember when I bought these. Actually, I was heading over to the training yard and I forgot my flip flops. And
you stopped at Walgreens.
I did. Well, no, it was like Target or some sort of. No, what it was. It was like a Publix, but like a cheap Publix. And I think I got these for like
a cheap Publix. What's a cheap Publix?
Cheap, like a knockoff Publix. And it was like $8.
Okay,
is Chris giving us the silent treatment?
Maybe not.
No, he's not interested at all.
I'm checking stuff.
Are you making money?
Yeah,
because I tell you what, I'm not making money on.
Bitcoin?
Goddamn Bitcoin.
I can't even get on my account anymore. Bitcoin.
I think that just died. I think it was
It's still there.
It's still there, but it's like way less than when I bought it. So it's like I have $553 in it at 0.07 of a Bitcoin. Where
you had $3,000 in there at one point.
No. That was my Litecoin and my Ethereum, which I already pulled that out.
Bless you.
Yeah.
There was a sign at a store on Beach Boulevard yesterday that says they accept Bitcoin.
There's a lot of places I do still.
It's crazy. There's no money there.
Well, you say there's no money there, but one coin is like $7,000 still.
Yeah.
So from what, 19?
It's only down.
From like, we got up to about 18, 19.
It was at 19.
It did. So it lost more than half of its value.
Yeah, but it's still way more than a dollar for a coin.
Depending on when you bought it, it lost.
Yeah.
Some people are still up.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I mean, it's still up for the year. It's just down this month.
Yeah. I mean, and that's another thing, too. Like, so, like, when it comes to stocks or anything like that, and you got to realize money is relative when it comes to the amount, right? So, like, what's a lot to me is definitely not a lot to, like, let's say Chris's dad.
Chris's parents.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? So, they could be like, yeah, we got $5,000 in Bitcoin at that time, and, you know, we're at a loss right now. But they can just sit on that, and it's not hurting them. They just wait till it comes right back up, and then they'll go ahead and sell or switch it out to other electric currencies and kind of move from there. But, hey, guys, real quick. Because I know, you know, because of schedule and everything else, I'm so sorry that we didn't have a whole lot of time. But I wanted to talk about something.
All right.
And I thought it was kind of crazy. I was listening to Joe Rogan podcast when he was talking to Kevin. And,
more into the mic, though.
When he was talking to Kevin. Yeah. And so, you know.
Kevin who? Smith?
Smith.
Okay.
So, you know, they talked about his heart attack, and that was pretty crazy, right? But what really, you know, what was crazy to me is it's the first time ever that I've seen Joe Rogan actually get choked up talking about his puppy.
He cried, bro.
Yeah.
He cried. They both did. And listen, I don't want to say I cried, but there was some moisture in my eyes.
Like when I saw that, I was like, you know.
Some heavy moisture.
Well, this is the deal, right? Like, you know, so we look at these people that are like super successful. They have all this kind of money or whatever. And to see them humanized in this kind of way, like, you know, just talking about it, the kind of feelings that come up, and like it was crazy to me. So I was like, whoa, you know, he's crying over this puppy, and he's like, yeah, I'm really bummed over the dog. You know what I mean? But and
it's then a he dog. Talking, hell
then
yeah.
Then he started talking about that veterinarian, and like, so like that dude definitely had a profound effect on Joe.
Yeah.
And,
well, they were friends.
Yeah. Well,
and he was older, so he was kind of like a little, almost like a mentor. Style. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty crazy to me. I was like looking at that, and then, you know, I rehashed, you know, because I have animals and stuff like that, and I've had animals that pass away, and I'm like, man, how crazy is that? So what even fires me up even more is like, so I'm flipping through Facebook, you know, fake news, but I do see this one bullshit. Dude, what's going on with your knuckles? Oh, that's the whew, thank God. All right. I thought that was like gangrenous, but it was just nail polish. Anyways. So, and I see this stupid fucking person holding a dog down, and another dude hit it with a torch. Fucking and the animal's alive. I'm like, what the f-? I'm like so fired up, dude. I've been fired up all day because I listened to that this morning going over to training.
Fix the
mic. I listened to that this morning going over to training.
Yeah.
And then, you know, having those kind of like emotions in my head. I'm wondering, like, do you guys feel the same way? Like, you have certain events in your life that is putting you in a certain state, and then you see something else and just like fucking triggers you. I don't know. Like if I could have seen that shit, like, I would have probably had to like shoot that person or hurt him. Or
I see that stuff online, and I'm afraid of what I would do if I was there.
Yeah.
Really? When I put Buster down, what, like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
It was like all I saw were those fucking videos of like dog abuse and burning, and I had to deactivate Facebook for a couple of days. It was just too much.
Well, you know what's really good though is that you realize that you're able to provide a better life for your animal that a lot of these animal and people all over the world, you know what I mean, don't get. And like, and that's another thing too, is that like I've been trying to put a lot of stuff in perspective lately, when it comes to like conflict, you know, like personal conflict that you have with you and somebody else and so on and so forth, and what you think is important, what actually is really, really important, you know. And I got brought back down to earth when I told you guys that story when I was over in Germany, is taking care of that guy, so on and so forth. Remember when I was talking about that amputee, traumatic amputee and all that stuff, and how like all the little stuff, I just stopped sweating, like spilling a big thing of smoothie in the middle of my console of my BMW at that time normally would have sent me through the roof. But at that point, I was just like, it's not the end of the world. I'm just going to clean this thing up. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. So on and so forth. Right. But I feel myself falling back now that I'm back here. And you guys maybe haven't had that experience to understand the difference or whatever. Or maybe you have. I don't know. That I'm falling back into that pettiness. That this is the biggest, most catastrophic thing in the world. But really, it's not. Like, whatever it may be, like, someone say something bad about me. Like,
Nobody says anything bad about you.
What I'm saying, like, so someone says something bad about me, or somebody tries to do something, like, you know, to make me mad, you know, like a message or something like that. You know what I mean? I just have to remember that is not what's important in life. That, like, that little, like, petty little thing right there, that shouldn't affect me. Even, and I'm letting it affect me lately. And so I'm trying to, like, pull myself back. I don't know how you guys do it. I keep referring back to you because I want you to understand this experience and think, when someone pisses you off, like, really, is it that, why did they do that? You know what I mean? What's their goal? Like, is it really going to affect you? You know what I mean? And if it does really affect you, like, how do you think you should handle that? Like, me, I want to fly out the handle and fucking shoot the dude or choke him or whatever may happen. My lawyer says I can't say shoot the dude anymore.
Well,
because I talk too much.
Well,
I might run him over accidentally.
There's a lot of things that I just, you know, be like, whatever, fuck you. I ain't even going to worry about it. But when I do see that shit of animals being abused, that really pisses me off. And I do want to hurt somebody. I want to hurt those people that are hurting those dogs. You know, I see it too much on Facebook. It's like, you know, in China, they have like this, you know,
dog festival thing?
Like a dog festival, yeah. where they kill a bunch of dogs. And those dogs are so scared that they kill them while they're scared, because they say the adrenaline that they're going, you know, that is flowing through their body makes the meat even better. And I'm like, you fucking pieces of shit.
Well, see, if you talk to any hunter, they don't want that adrenaline running through the animal's body because it ruins the meat. So I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
I call bullshit on that. You want to do the kill as humanely as possible. Now, listen, man.
Well, you shouldn't be killing a dog anyway. Well, listen,
I agree, and I realize that other cultures
fucking savages.
I realize other cultures have different, like, views on stuff.
Now, fuck them.
I agree, but if you're going to kill something and eat it, like, it's sustaining you and your family, whatever, you need to do it as humanely as possible. It is what it is. Like, people throw that same argument at us, right? Well, why are you going to kill a pig? They're just as intelligent as a dog. They have emotions. They have so on and so forth. And they actually do. And actually, like, I think there's, like, some sort of scientific study to where we actually have more common genes with a pig than we do, like, a chimpanzee or some bullshit like that. Don't quote me, but I think I'm pretty sure.
They do use, like, pig aortas and stuff and body parts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of, like, our DNA is closer to pig than it is. And actually, I think that's why they call human meat actually long pig. I don't know if you heard that before.
So
like cannibals would call, you know, the other white meat, which is us.
Maybe I should just stop eating meat then altogether.
You know, I want to do that, but there is so much work into it that it is really, really hard. Like, and you guys know, you've heard me talk about my friend Sarah before, who is a vegan. The amount of prep and work that she has to do that and stay healthy, especially if you're active, like you're training.
You need that protein.
It is rough.
It's hard to get enough protein from plants.
I get it, but you know.
Every meal that she's thinking, she's like, how do I get more protein in?
I'll tell you what.
Bioavailable protein.
Dean went full vegan.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem to be missing anything. You know, he's as strong as ever. He's healthy as ever. Besides the broken toe.
Yeah. He broke his toe.
But it's like I don't know, man. I agree that, you know, if we're going to eat meat, we should be conscious that, you know, these, like you said, the animal shouldn't even notice, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, like slaughterhouses and all that shit, factory farming, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I don't want to support that.
No, you know, they need to do it as humanely as possible. I get it. I mean, I'm a meat eater. I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
But you have to do it humanely, man. You can't just, like, slaughter and, like, have it, like, in the throes of death and dying for minutes at a time.
I guess if we're eating meat, we can't be that hypocritical and say, well, I want you to kill the animal a certain way.
No, you that's know? Not hypocritical. I'm saying, like, the meat that I want to
consume. It kind of is eating it, so.
I don't know. I don't mind that the animal died. What I mind is how they died. Do I want them strung up and freaking out and cutting their throat and they're bleeding out and dying for, like, fucking minute at a time? No. No, that's traumatic as shit. Can you do a bolt at the back of the head? You know what I mean? Where, like, it just kills the brainstem and then boom, they're done. It shut lights out quick. That way it's humane. It's painless as possible. And, you know, they die quick. It's humane, you know?
I don't know. I think we should have Dean on the podcast.
I think we should.
Unfortunately, on Sundays, it's not good for him. So
maybe we'll figure out a Saturday or something, or maybe like a or maybe like a late Friday or something like that. Well, maybe sometime.
There's a lot going on. You got the school, you know.
Yeah.
Saturdays, you know, he's running the open mat. I don't know. Maybe in the afternoon.
That's in the morning. Yeah, we had the afternoon or the night.
Maybe I'll talk to him and see when he wants to come on. But, you know, the more I hear about this shit, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of, you know, fuck. Do I want to be part of that? But at the same time, it's like, I do love meat. So I guess I shouldn't have an opinion. And I shouldn't just say, well, this is how I want my animal to be killed. You know?
Why not?
I don't know. It's just, that's just how I feel. You know?
I mean, I think if you are eating meat, you absolutely should have an opinion on it. Like, if you're not eating meat, then you shouldn't have an opinion on it.
Maybe
I think it's
right.
The other way around. Like, if you're involved in it, then you should be involved in it and understand where and why and how. And you know what I mean? If you're not eating meat, then I don't think you should have a voice in the opinion. You should have a voice in, you know, how your greens are growing. Other than that.
True. He makes a good point.
What do you think, Chris? You've been quiet.
I like meat.
Me too, buddy. Good old steak.
He's like, I don't care where he was killed.
Man, I have no qualms with the animal dying. Like I said, I just want to make sure that it's done humanely. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to cause unnecessary torture for an animal to die. There's no reason. Like that, like those dogs. Like, listen, man, I understand other countries, they eat things that we consider pets. And we eat things that other people consider sacred, like cows.
India, right?
You know what I mean? And cows, and, you know, they're very affectionate social creatures as well. You know what I mean? So it's like, fuck, bro. You know what I mean? What are you saying? I can't have steak anymore? I mean, it's just tasty.
I've always had issues eating. Like, growing up, there was cows at the end of the street. And then all of a sudden, I noticed they were gone. And we had a bunch of meat all of a sudden in the freezer. And it was like, where did that come from? And my parents told me it was Fred and it was Flintstone. And I'm like, oh. And I wouldn't eat it. Like, if I saw it, like fish too, if I see the actual thing, I can't eat it.
Well, we're totally detached from how our food is done because it's nice and neat and processed and already in a package, or it's already cooked for us, and we eat it. You know, we don't think about where it comes from. And this has been hit, this subject has been hit on by many different, like, social media platforms and stuff like that. But it is an important one. So I think it's worth mentioning again for sure.
I don't know. It just... You know, seeing, I guess I was out of line calling them savages because you make a point of, hey, they eat other stuff that we consider pets.
Well, the ones that are blowtorching dogs while they're alive are savages. Those are fucking,
those people
something
need to be
wrong
blowtorched.
With them. There's something wrong with them. Like, man. Think about it. You don't have any empathy? Like, what kind of empathy do you have?
I know.
Like, I can look at somebody who's going through a really rough time, dude, and I will start feeling emotional. Like, because I can... empathize with the way that they feel. I can put myself in their shoes.
It fucks my day up when I see shit like that.
Yeah, for sure. The whole day.
And there's this guy. He's one of he's up in New York. His name is on Facebook. He's Shy Aces. I don't know. I don't know if you know who he is, but you know he's one of he's BJJ guy from I think he's Henso's, and you know he rescued this pit bull that was left on the side of the road out to die. Because he looked like he was apparently, you know, being used for fighting.
Yeah.
And he, from the moment that he got it, he started posting pictures. He's like, this is what people do to dogs and shit like that. And I've seen what he's done with this dog. He's like, he's taking it from being on the brink of death to now a healthy, beautiful dog.
Wow.
And this is in a matter of like 3 months. So every time he posts a picture or a video of the dog, I'm like, you know, I'm there. You know, following what he does. And
it's crazy, those quick turnarounds.
At the same time, he posts, you know, he wants to bring awareness because obviously he doesn't like that shit either. He posts these horrible videos, you know, of people in China and other countries, you know, doing all this shit to dogs. And he's like, I just want to bring awareness to people that this is what's going on. And it's got like a petition.
Yeah, for sure.
For you to sign.
But I'm wondering, like, what the fuck does that do?
I know. I don't know. I don't know what it does.
When I sign this petition, I'm like, okay, what the fuck is that good to do over in China?
Yeah.
I'd just rather them stop sharing the fucking pictures and putting these people.
I mean,
they're almost getting famous for it.
If there's a way that we can stop it, I say do that. But
I mean, what can we do? I mean, I'm sure there's world organizations that can try to step in and do something.
I hope so.
But
so, I mean, what's right, man.
It's like, funny because in certain parts of China, you have that going on. But in Tibet, they have a festival for the dogs as, you know, this is your best friend. This is man's best friend.
Yeah.
Right.
And they have a full festival for them. They don't, and you know, it's like, yeah, you're part of this country that, you know, tortures at, you know, these dogs and you eat them. But you mean to tell me that this little section, you know, of your country sees it a different way?
Yeah, well, Tibet, like, they consider themselves separate from China, right?
They're in the
China, like, doesn't recognize it, yeah, I want to say. I mean, I'm a little rusty on that portion of the history for over in the East, but I think that's the case. Like, Tibet's like, yo, we're our own people, free Tibet type thing. And yeah. China's like, yo, you're not your own people, you're us.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Maybe, I don't know. You know?
I don't know. You brought this up, and now my day's shit now.
Your day's shit now? Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
I'm thinking about this shit now, and I wanna go hurt somebody.
Well, it's rough, right? You know what I mean? Like, how do we channel and handle those feelings? You know what I mean? Like, do we let it ruin our day? Do we become an activist somehow, some way, and try to make a difference? You know what I mean? I volunteered at the Humane Society over here at Clay, yeah. And I can tell you right now, even under the most humane, these are big fucking air quotes here, conditions, that it is rough, dude. I can't handle it anymore. When I got my dog Ruby, actually Nicole brought it home and was like, yo, this dog, it was a bag of bones. Like, I didn't know what kind of dog it was. It was ugly as fuck. It was so small.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what the hell? You know what I mean? So, you know, that first night, it brought it into the bed with me, you know what I mean? And I call it at that time, right? Because it just didn't even look like a dog. It was just bones and like no fur, and it's black. It was just horrible, big floppy ears. And after we fed it and got her looking better and feeling well, we found out that person that dropped the dog off because they found it as a stray wanted to come back and take the dog, you know what I mean? Because, and that's a pretty common thing too,
yeah,
is that they'll drop off an animal that they abused or neglected, they'll get it healthy, and they'll come back and take the dog away, or for whatever reasons, could be bait dog, could be, yeah, so on and so forth. And so when the guy came back for there, you know, the vet or the humane side called us like, hey, this guy wants his dog back. We're like, I'm sorry. The dog died. Dog didn't die. I mean, I have Ruby still. I mean, she fucking makes me throw the ball all day. What I'm saying is, it's like, sorry, the dog died. That guy's not getting that dog again. And matter of fact, I wish I would have seen his face because I would have fucking ripped him up and down. You know what I mean? Hopefully, maybe it would have escalated and I could have shown my mad skills. Knee right his face to death.
Well, you know, my dog, Maria, she was used for breeding, and she was kept in a kennel where she could barely move around for 6 years.
Yeah.
You know, and at first I told Michelle, we don't have time for a dog. I you know, so the dog actually went to a friend of hers.
Yeah.
Her friend started having issues where, you know, she really didn't have time for the dog or whatever. And she was going out of town one weekend, and she asked if we could, you know, watch her. And I was like, yeah, we can do a weekend.
Dude, it's a trap, bro. This is how I got all my dogs.
It was,
hey, you're going to foster. Can you watch my dog real quick? Failed.
It was the weekend, but I was so sad when that dog left.
Yeah.
And then
it's almost like when Tiny, when you borrow, when you watch Chris's dog, Tiny. Chris, you look so angry over there.
No, I'm just watching. I've got issues that I'm trying to fix over here. So
it's with the stream.
Yeah, you do your thing.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Okay, just make sure. hey, when I get cranky, bro, no, it's nothing personal. I'll give you a hug and everything at the end.
No.
Okay, just make sure. All right.
So you know, I was sad when she left, and then she started going out of town a little bit more.
Yeah.
And not having less time for it. And she said that she was going to take it back to the Humane Society. And I'm like,
whoa, no. You already know. You already know what it's like over there.
I was like, nope, she's not going to the Humane Society. You tell her that we will keep her.
Yeah.
And at that time, it was like I went from not having time to
basically
I'm going home early because my dog can't be home alone. I don't want to leave my dog alone that long. Like last night, you know. I was hanging out with the boys, you know, having a good time. But around 12:30, I'm like, guys, I got to cut out.
Yeah, it's like having a perpetual child.
I was a little tired. I mean, I could have kept on going.
Yeah, for sure.
They were there until 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I believe it. I know. I wanted to go out with you, man, but I had drill this morning. I was like, fuck, bro. There's no way I could have woke up.
It was a good time, too.
Because I would have been drinking even more than already.
I got a camera so I can watch my dogs. Talk to them.
Yeah.
Catch them when they're doing bad things.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then I was trying to watch, and all of a sudden the camera wouldn't work anymore.
Did they knock it off?
Molly either chewed it or broke it running through it, because I had it on the table, and she runs underneath the table.
Yeah.
So the wire was completely cut, so I fixed that this morning, and I was like, son of a bitch.
That was the picture you sent me.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, one, the army taught me something good. I can splice wires.
I'm yeah, like, I mean, I know my dog is just on the couch chilling, you know, and sleeping because that's her favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
But still, you know, I wanna get home and, you know, make sure that she's not feeling, you know, lonely, you know. And I feel guilty when I leave her alone for more than 5 hours. It's like, man, I got to get home.
Yeah. It's distracting when you start thinking, you're like, yeah. I got to get home. I mean, he knows.
You know,
I got to get home. I got to let the dogs out.
Yeah. I mean,
in the past, you know, when I was still living with Michelle, you know, she was there. She looked after her. Yeah. Cool.
How about?
But, you know, now that she's gone, she's moved away. It's just me.
Yeah.
So I can't rely on she'll be okay.
Yeah.
I feel guilty. So
now, you know what's cool about having a small dog? Not that there's many things that's cool about having a small dog. Speaking of guys, I have two small dogs now. And we'll talk about that in a second. The cool thing is about having a small dog is you can bring that motherfucker places. And people don't really like when I have my Rottweilers, I can't bring them everywhere. Because people are like, ah! They start going across the street. I'm like, yo, bitch, he's friendly. What's the matter with you, man?
Yeah.
And then they're like, ah, it's a Rottweiler. My friend was eaten by a Rottweiler. I'm like, your friend was not eaten by a Rottweiler. He was 200 pounds. I was like, there's no such thing as a 200-pound Rottweiler. It's called a fucking Mastiff.
Or a bear.
I was like, or that Rottweiler was so fat. And I'll tell you right now, I had two Rotties, right? Two full-bred Rotties. And Buster was about 135 pounds at his heaviest. And he's that's a big boy. And Guinness was about 145 pounds, but he was kind of fat. I'm sorry.
If they're that big, how can they run after someone?
Exactly. You know what I mean? So I was like, I don't know, man. So when people tell me like, oh, yeah, man, I got a German Rottweiler, 200 pounds. I'm like, what makes him a German Rottweiler? You got him in America, right? He's born in America. That's an American Rottweiler. Because, you know, it's German Rottweiler. They're shorter and they're stockier. I'm like, no, bro. A German Rottweiler is born in Germany. An American Rottweiler is born in America. There's no fucking difference. And I keep hearing about these King Rotties. That's just a Mastiff mixed with a Rottie. It's a mutt. That's what that is. So let's clear all that shit up.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, yeah, I got two dogs now. So I got my mom's dog as well. So I got a dachshund as well. A little long-haired dachshund.
What's her name?
Guinevere. Yeah.
Is she getting along with George and
everybody? Oh, fucking George. Dude, George is so chill, bro. Oh, by the way.
No, he's not.
No.
Like that.
He's a murderer.
No, listen. He is so chill. This dude is so chill. Yeah, ask Bert. Bert,
yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah, absolutely. I walked in the house, and this first thing he did was just, like, love on me. The other one wanted to play. George wouldn't leave my leg. He was, like, just...
He just, like, laid just his head me. On his leg. Just
pet me.
He's been so chill, bro. Although, he did try to kill Elgato the other day. Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Well, it's critters, bro. Like, critters. Like, a cat's a critter. Like, dogs,
no.
Though, he's good with small dogs. Like, dogs, like, his size or trying to challenge him. He don't have, he's like, nah, fuck that. Nah.
So he's getting along with Guinevere?
Hell yeah. Oh, it's a little dog. He's not threatened by her.
What about Jack and Ruby?
Jack, well, like, so this is what Jack does, that little shit. Jack is a rat terrier, right? So it looks like.
I thought it was a Jack Russell.
A rat terrier is like a Jack Russell Italian Greyhound mixed together. Okay. It's a rat terrier. Anyways, so Jack seems like he's good to go because he's not making any sound, but his lip is all curled and shit like he's going to snap at that chick. Guinevere's a girl.
Yeah.
So I was like, God damn it, Jack. No, I don't hit him, but I'm like, no. You know, I mean, kind of like make that motion towards him. He's like, huh. All right. But I changed their food, and all of my animals, like, all their muscles are starting to rip out, so I put them in high-protein food. So, like, Ruby's, like, all fucking yoked out and shit. She has, like, big old booty cheeks now, and she's, like, her chest is all muscular, and George is extra thick. Yeah, you saw that, right?
Yep.
George is extra thick, and even Jack is just walking around a little, like, the little – you know the Spike, the big bulldog?
Yeah,
and that
yeah,
other little,
and Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, the other little dog that jumps. What are we going to do today, Spike?
That's his son, yeah.
Yeah, he's like that dog, but, like – a little yoked version of it right now. It's funny because he has skinny legs.
I started changing my dog's food.
Yeah?
Yeah, giving him actual like chicken and beef with vegetables and rice and sweet potatoes.
So you're going kind of like just straight. Yeah, and that's good. I think that's good. Expensive as fuck, but that's good.
No, not really.
It's not like crock potting at all. And then I have a big.
Word.
Like.
How much is it costing you a month?
I just started. This is important for people that have animals.
Oh, well.
So I wanted to compare it to see.
I got a small dog, so, yeah.
And I have two.
Pit bulls.
Polys. No, they're not all pit. Buddha's a black mouth cur mix.
Okay.
And then Molly's a pit boxer. But, I mean, they're about 70 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see how much that costs. But it's healthier.
I think it is healthier for sure. And I'm interested in seeing how much it costs, because I can tell you right now, a big bag that I run through about one, maybe a half a month. You know, there's $70 bags, $60 bags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you get the expensive stuff. Yeah, I get the Pedigree, which is like $25 for, I think it's a 50-pound bag.
Yeah, so I can't do the cheap ones, man, because they start getting all skinny.
That's usually about 3 weeks, maybe, it'll last me.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So, yeah, about a bag and a half.
I switched her food from dry. I went to wet because she was having stomach problems.
You had to, like, brush her teeth now, huh?
What do you mean?
Because the wet food, man, it causes a lot more tartar. She's not a chewer either.
No, I guess I got to do that. But I got this thing for her, and she is supposed to be like a toothbrush.
Yeah.
And she won't gnaw on it. I'm like, bitch, I got it for you.
The small little dogs don't do that shit, man. They don't do that.
I'm like, come on, bite on this shit. And she's like,
eh. She's like, nah, man.
So I switched it to wet food and putting a little pumpkin in it and mixing it. So I put like a tablespoon now of just the canned meat and tablespoon of the pumpkin and mix it all in. And
hey, Sherry, when you go today to go check out Costco, go look at their, because that's where I get Tiny's, and I've showed him they have that loaf. It's wet food.
Yeah, Walmart has that. I actually get a little one of that for Rocky, my sugar glider.
Yeah. Well, they sell a box of it at Costco for like six of them for like $20.
Is the sugar glider kind of like a little monkey?
It's a little flying like squirrel.
What? It's a squirrel. Yeah.
Kind of. It's a marsupial.
It's more like a rat.
It's a marsupial. It has a little pouch.
Man, I don't like
it. You ever put your finger in
it? I don't like squirrels.
This is a boy.
Right.
So a boy don't have a pouch.
He doesn't have a pouch.
Oh.
Fuck squirrels.
And they're assholes.
So check it out. Robbie sent me this picture right here. Yeah. And he says.
I used to have three.
He says, what kind of bite sting does this look like? And I just told him, AIDS.
AIDS don't bite.
It's AIDS.
No, you should have said like a snake or something.
Snake AIDS. I don't know, man. What do you want me to tell? I don't know. I can't tell. It's just, it looks weird.
Tell him that looks like, you know, like a dick mark. Apparently he got pounded.
On his arm? That's so horrible.
Well.
Look, we have a wiener. Get it? This is the dog right here. Aww. Hey, guys, did you see that? No, you probably can't see that. Look, she's looking up.
I know. I've seen her.
Yeah, what did Robbie say? That the guy he was rolling with the other day, he thought he was... What did he think? He was a brown belt or something?
Oh, so Robbie went out there to Houston, and he went to a school. And I guess the guy forgot his black belt and put on a purple belt. And Robbie was like, okay, cool. You know, he's my, you know, my level, so I'll be all right. I guess the guy wrecked him. And afterwards, he was like shaking his head. And come to find out, the guy was a black belt who, again, forgot to take his black belt to school and just grabbed the purple belt.
I talked to Robbie about that, too. He told me about all his roles and stuff like that. And he said,
they got 12 black belts where he's going to be training.
Yeah, he says that last purple belt at the end was a beast. He's like, I put him in some heel hooks and just kind of like see how he worked from there. He's like, but he's like, dude, he like wrecked him. And he's like, you're going to have fun here. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, we have 12 black belts at the school alone.
Yeah.
I was like, word.
I'm so happy for him.
I can't wait till we have 12 black belts at our school. That's going to be super dope.
Man, that's going to be like.
Well, you guys will be the black belts. That's how it'll be.
Bro.
Get ready. Black belt one, black belt two, black belt three, black belt four.
I've been a purple belt for 3 years this June. Okay. And.
Once you're ready for brown, you'll be brown.
Listen to me.
Once you're ready for black, you'll be black.
Can I finish my goddamn story?
I'm letting you know. I'm just saying.
Let me tell you my goddamn story.
Tell me a story, brother. What are you going to do when Wallo comes and tells a story on you?
So.
Listen.
I've been a purple belt for almost 3 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've seen purple belts that have been maybe a year and a half, and they already have 3 stripes on their purple. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the fuck? What am I doing?
Doesn't it not fuck with your head when you see that?
No, it doesn't fuck with my head. It just makes me wonder. Because remember, I
you're a sandbagger.
I'm
a 3-year blue belt, so I know.
I'm not comparing myself to anybody else, but I see it and I'm like, that's interesting. You know, because again, I'm on my own journey. I don't give a fuck about anybody else's. I mean, I do give a fuck.
If it's our teammates.
If it's our teammates,
we care. I mean.
And I mean, I care about most people.
Yeah.
I want to say 90%. There's a 10% of people that I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, and of course, I want them to do well in their journey.
For sure.
And, But you know, at the same time, it's like, hey, I'm not comparing myself to you. You know, I'm on my own shit.
Yeah.
But I see that, and it just makes me wonder. I'm like, are you that fucking good that damn fast? Really?
Well, you know, some people they're able to put that amount of time in where they are. You know what I mean? And then also, like, you have to also kind of like. There's so many factors when judging belt rank, and it's such a subjective thing depending
that on is who true.
You're,
that
it,
is true.
It's very subjective depending on who you are, right? Some instructors only do by testing. Like, do you know all these technical moves? Cool. Some are like, yeah, that's great, but can you apply it? Right. You know, and like you had to do so well in certain tournaments. And some instructors are like, yo, no, do you have the technical knowledge? Could you teach this stuff? Now, I believe all three are super, super important, right? Being able to, one, do the move technically on a willing opponent, that's great. So that way you show you know the move. Being able to apply it, which is actually what your game is, right? So like maybe you know all the different guards, but really only butterfly guard and spider guard is your game. You know what I mean? And so you can apply that so you're at that level in belt. And that's another thing too. I'll go back to that. And then being able to teach it, right? So like, and that's the part most people don't get to. Most people, like, they intuitively learn it and apply it, right? But they can't teach it. And that's a whole nother skill. And some people have all three, which is great. And some people maybe can teach it but can't apply it as well as they you know, can show it.
I can't.
Does that make sense?
I can't teach
it. So, it's one of those – somebody's usually missing at least one of those things. You know what I mean? So that's why it's really hard to get all three. But anyways, to go back to – what was I going to say? I was going to go back to.
Second point.
Practical application.
Practical application, right? Just because you can practically apply it doesn't mean that like you're necessarily that belt rank in a lot of people's eyes. Because you're like, okay, if I shut down that game, now you can't advance any further, right? Because you only know that game. So that's
But
so,
you know,
so that's where it gets subjective. That's where it gets subjective. You're like, well, I fucked that dude up. He sucks. We're like, well, that guy fucks up 90% of the other people. But the way that your game builds against his game, yeah, you fucked him up. And like, so I'm going to use an example of me and my buddy Brandon, right? Brandon Colbroth. As we were coming up, there's a certain guy, I would fuck Brandon up. And then, or I'd fuck somebody else up. And then certain guys, Brandon, he's like, I can't do shit with him. Or it'd be the opposite. Like, I couldn't do shit with that guy. And Brandon would just run through him. I'm like, bro, I do so well against you, but I can't do shit to him and you just fuck him up. How does this work? So you can't necessarily say it, like I said, it is subjective. So you can't necessarily say that, you know, Brandon's at a certain level, I'm at a certain level, this other dude is at a certain level. So it's tough. It's your own, like you said, it's your own journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
throw in injuries, and like I've had catastrophic injuries since a white belt. So you know what I mean? So me be able to do things that I do at our level is pretty amazing. But imagine like a healthy person going through that same adventure and should be able to do better than me. Should be able to do. And I'm just using me as an example because it's easy. But like same situation with somebody else. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It does.
Did I get convoluted there?
No, I hear what you're saying.
Okay. So like, you know, you can't say, hey, you know, this guy who's only been – he's a year and a half to blue, you know, made purple belt a year and a half later. So he's only 3 years in. He's already got purple belt. And then like 2 years later, he made brown belt. You know what I mean? And then he's a black belt at 7, 8 years. What the fuck? I've been doing this for 10, 11, 12, 13 years, whatever it may be. How is he better than me? You know what I mean?
It's no, just, I wasn't well, saying that no, no, that no. person was better.
I'm
I was
not. Just, I'm just saying like
– I was just
– how is he better or not as good as
me? I was just wondering how you – you know – they were able to advance that quickly in their ranking, you know.
To his point.
To having like, three stripes on their purple within a year, year and a half.
To Wallace's point, I have a friend who got their blue belt a little bit before me. Now they're a purple with two or three stripes. And I'm sitting there like, and I wreck them. Like,
yeah.
So it's kind of the same.
Hold on, we have a call. Hello. Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Yeah, I'm just calling up. I'm terribly offended by what you people say. That y'all just ignorant.
Wait,
yeah.
Listen, check this out, man. You know what? You know what about? It's totally okay to be offended. It is.
Yeah, we're
no, y'all. You know what? Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus because y'all just ignorant.
It's totally okay to be offended. I think a lot of people think that it's not okay to be offended.
Yeah, you can be offended. Like, we don't give a fuck.
You know,
I'm offended, so you need to shut up, right? So that's how that works. But like, no, you can stay offended, but we're just going to stay talking.
Yeah.
The First Amendment doesn't mean. I know you can say whatever the fuck you want, but you don't mean you don't
have
consequences.
And we will.
So that's the First Amendment that says that, and the Second Amendment helps me back that shit up. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? No, listen. Chick chop. Make you wanna click clout.
That's offensive.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you tell us what your name is?
My name's Wanda.
Wanda.
What's yours?
Well, Wanda, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Whoa, what? Why'd you say fuck yourself? I was going to do a play off the name. Wanda, vagina.
How about that?
Take your ass to China. No,
no, we got haters. We got haters.
Yeah, man. Hey, you're always going to have haters. That means you're doing something okay.
Yeah.
Some people might be obsessed with you, and that's okay too.
I'm offended.
Listen, you can be obsessed with me. That's totally fine. You know, if you concentrate just on me, you're going to miss out on your own shit.
I'm offended that he thought that, you know, that he was okay.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
That's just called a fan, bro. That's all that is.
Is that what a fan is? The one that fucking stalks your page even though you haven't blocked?
Absolutely.
Yep. I'm offended that you thought I'd give a fuck.
It's funny, man. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier as far as like what's really, really important in life, man. These people that are going to be trying to oppress you with this negative feelings and stuff like that, like, no. You know who you are. You know what your goals are. Work better to be a better person, and then move the fuck on. They're going to try to hurt you, whoever they may be. They might try to hurt you. That's okay. They can try. As long as you know what's up. You know what I mean? Move the fuck on. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That voice sounded awful familiar, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it sounded pretty familiar.
Who does it sound like?
I don't know. Somebody needs to come back and spar a little more is what it sounds like.
Oh.
Thanks. Well, if that person is who you think it is, maybe you should take.
What the fuck was that? That would be a text message.
Oh, they're texting you.
I know, right?
They'll be like, I'm coming back to sparring.
I'm coming home.
Anyway, guys, it's almost 3 o'clock. We have to go because there's.
So Robbie says, cool. So Natalia has AIDS. I'm like, oh, no.
Anywho. It's almost 3 o'clock. We got to go. We got to cut this short today. Before we go, give a shout out to our sponsors.
Hey, guys. I just want to say thank you to Black Hive Tattoo for all the dope-ass tattoos. I just had a session the other day. My buddy Chris came and sat with me. It was an amazing experience. What do you think about that, Chris?
Yes.
Adam. It was dope. So blackhivetattoo.com. Sign up to their newsletter. That's how you get on. BlackHiveTattoo.com, that's how you sign up to their newsletter, so that way you know which artist is open at certain times, and that way you can get some work done. The other one is Lean Impact Nutrition. Super stoked to have Lean Impact Nutrition in my life. Makes my day-to-day so much easier. As crazy, busy, packed my life is, it's impossible for me to prep the way that I need to stay as fit and sexy as I am.
Don't choke, bro. It's okay. So,
thank you. Thank you, Lean Impact.
Bert, anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just glad to be here today.
All right, cool. Yeah. Sherry, any shout outs?
No, not today.
Not today? All right. El Senor, Chris, anything you want to say? Anything you want to add?
No.
Guys, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your support, and we'll catch you next week.
Peace.